Amen. All right. Appreciate the singing tonight. Appreciate the opportunity to be called for revival and help Brother Tim out in it. I didn't bring the revival with me. I only brought the word. When all of us together, we can pray down a revival.
Amen.
I trust that you'll help us and back us. And I don't know of one thing to do, and that's just go straight into it. I've got something on my mind when Brother Tim, I've been in revival for a week or two now. When Tim called me and asked me if I was having this revival, I went straight into a revival. Because I've been praying and meditating and Lord, what would you have for us to do?
Yes.
And so I got something on my mind tonight, and if I'd done something with it, it'd be a mess. But I got one word. Yeah, I'll be preaching from tonight, but I've got two stories. Now I'm going to have to hit the highlights of them to get down to where I want to preach from.
Bless him, Lord.
So, you bear with us. Tonight, and if you want to stand for the reading of the word, we'll do our best, but we're going to hit the highlights of two great, great messages in the Bible. But if I was to preach to you tonight, it'd be on one word, and that's touch. Touch.
Amen.
Now, in the 14th chapter of St. Matthew, going down to the 14th verse, we're going to read just a little bit. Then we're going on a little bit further. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them. And he healed their sick.
Amen.
Now, Jesus saw this multitude and he was moved with compassion.
You.
And you know the story tonight. He was moved with compassion. And he wanted to heal their sick. I not only healed their sick, I fed them. I'm there and he said, commanding them to sit on the ground. And he fed 5,000 men, besides women and children. What a story. But tonight we want you to notice that he was moved with compassion. Let's go on just a little bit further. The 5,000, the Bible said in the 23rd verse, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind I was contrary. So in the fourth part, watch of the night, Jesus, I went unto them. I walked in on the sea. What a story. Tonight, and they saw him, and they thought that he was a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But Jesus said, I be not troubled, it is mine, it is me. It is I. And Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come, and that unto thee. He said, come. Tonight, so you know the story. Peter walked on the water. He saw the situation. He began to sing. When he took his eyes off of Jesus. He reached out and he lifted him up. Let's go on just a little bit further. When he was sinking, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Now from here on, it's tonight is where I want to settle down and begin to preach tonight. And when they were come into the ship, and the wind ceased. I know, the wind ceased when Jesus went into the ship. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And when they were going over, they came into a land of, I can't pronounce that word, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as such there were made perfectly whole. I notice tonight that there is a great story. Jesus, I went and fed 5,000. There was no test for him. I reached down and called Peter. I was on the sea, and he began to take his eyes off of Jesus. He began to sin, and the quick sin of sin, and Jesus reached down and called him. But only if you'll notice Peter, that's when he saw that he was drifting too far from Jesus, going down, he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus, again, was moved with compassion. There was a great number of folks, how that they had all kinds of disease. Whenever they went into the ship, the men would know that it was Jesus and all the miracles that he'd done. And then he began to sing out and gather all that they had disease. Come and meet a man that's able to take care of you. Hallelujah. If this nation has disease, is raging, if they would look back to Jesus, they would be a lot better off. With all of the disease, but you'll notice, and it kind of like it is today, the Bible said, for as many as touch him, brother, they would lay that whole person. If they all touched him, I don't know. But I do know this. As they touched him, they would make hope.
Yes.
Saint Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a little woman, another great story. How she had an issue of blood. I listened for a long time. She spent everything that she had. But she said, after she had went and done everything possible for her to do, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be healed. She pressed her way through the crowd. She had a determination to get to Jesus.
Amen.
Whenever she touched him, he knew about it. He knew about it.
As he did.
He said, "Who touched me?"
Yeah.
Oh, listen. He knows when you are born that you would like to touch the hem of his garment. I'm not a school a little bit further.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read just a little bit further. Jesus, you've done a lot of great work.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
How that I would like to have been there. How that I would like I'd have seen this multitude of people being fed with five loaves, two little fishes. Our God is just.
Amen.
He's not here now.
Almighty power.
He's not here. Walking the earth as he did in those days.
Right.
That's a little father. In Hebrews, we're still on touching.
Yeah.
Fourth chapter and 14th verse. And then, that we have a great high priest, which is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, that was in all point tempted like as we are, but without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Brother, listen, there was a time that there were 5,000 they needed a bed, and they found mercy and they found grace to help them in the time of need. And I'm persuaded, brother, that old Peter, when he stepped out of that boat, whenever he turned to Jesus, whenever he began to sing in the storm of life, our brother, and he found grace, and he found help in the time of need. Listen, and I'm saying to you tonight that Jesus has passed into the heavens. Listen, we have not a great high priest that cannot be touched through the feelings of our infirmity. Infirmity, any way you want to. Brother, listen, I'm going to say this tonight. I'm going to say a situation.
Amen.
Tell me.
Come on.
Every one of us, I don't care who you are or what your standard is, you've got some kind of a situation.
That's right, brother.
Listen. And your situation, when you come to Jesus, and whenever that righteous soul tonight, listen, whenever we touch the hem of his garment, his garment is a garment of righteousness.
Yes.
You will steer sin all over him.
That's right.
And get help.
Yeah.
Listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know.
Thank you, Shreve.
Whatever.
Thank you.
I don't know tonight, but how that Moses, I went down into Egypt, to deliver the people out of bondage. Tonight, if there's ever been a time that you need to be delivered from out of the bondage of sin, in your situation, it's a great tonight. I don't care tonight, whatever listen, your situation is, you can touch Jesus.
Amen.
He will come on the scene. I'm telling you tonight, he was all alone in a mountain whenever he prayed. The ship was yonder in trouble. They was in a bad storm, a bad situation.
Yeah.
And he went to him. As he walks the hills of our soul.
Yeah.
Every day. Listen. What a great story. Peter walking on the water. What a great story. Tonight. Whenever I step down. I walk on faith.
Amen.
Trust in, in him that was able to save me from sin.
Yeah.
You've got a situation there. Listen. And Jesus said, I ascend to the heavens tonight and sit down at the right hand of the Father. And God said, Mother World, He loved you tonight. And listen, whatever your situation is, God can help you if you'll come to Him. I don't know how many, just like tonight, I don't know how many that will try to do something with your situation. Right. You have a situation of some kind or another. I've never seen nobody have some kind of a situation.
That's right.
That we deal with day after day after day after day. Why? Because the devil is out to get you.
Right.
And therefore we got a situation.
Yes.
You can't live for the devil and God take care of your situation. You come clean with God. The Bible said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might find mercy and listen and find grace to help in a time of need. We're living in a time of need.
If we have ever lived
in a time of need, we're living in a time of need.
That's right.
I don't know what your situation is. It ain't none of my business. But I can point you to what it is. I guess the life saying I let down poor people and around the country here and there. The life saying probably that they expected is somebody whenever they would acknowledge that it was Jesus and the power that He had began to gather them up and brought them and they besought Him that they could only but touch the hem of His garment. Would stretch your arms out and begin. We got a little revival going on. Jesus is here. And He will walk the soul to your mind tonight. But Jesus can't help me in my situation, preacher. All things are possible to with Him. It's up to me and you. It's how much will let Him take over. Maybe they're calling you to an altar. Listen, don't wait for me to give an altar. I may be outside somewhere preaching whenever you need to go to an altar of prayer. Don't wait on me. Jesus, He's the only one that can help you.
Amen.
All of
us.
What a thought.
Thank you,
touch. Man, I take my privilege, I take my situation, and I have situations day after day after day. What am I going to do with them? I'm going to take them and if I can just touch the hem of His garment, if I can touch Him and cause Him to have compassion on me, my situation will be alright.
Thank you, Lord.
You know why we go along with the same old situation? Day after day after day, we don't try to get it took care of. Come boldly before the throne of grace. Boldly. Listen.
Amen, brother.
With pride. I got a situation, preacher, that I don't want to tell you about. I don't want to know your situation. But preacher, sometimes it's grace. Sometimes it's almost more. Then I can handle. You don't have to handle it if you turn it over to Jesus. Man, I tell you what, these people, whenever Peter, he saw the storms of life, as it was about to wreck their boat. He said, Lord, I've been made, help me to come to you. The Lord said to come. I'm saying to you tonight to come. Jesus is waiting for you.
Amen.
Stand with outstretched arms.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. But what will people think? We don't care what they think.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
I got a situation I need help with. And I don't care what people think about it. But it's my situation. And nobody but God can help me.
Amen. That's right.
The power of God.
Yeah.
Touch. Good. Good. Jesus. In prayer. You know what? When he slipped through Egypt that night, he told Moses, he said, the house where I see the blood, I'll pass over it.
Amen.
He went looking for a dried up shingle. Listen.
Come on.
He said, smear the blood over the door, over the lintel of the door. And when I see the blood, my brother, listen, whenever he sees the blood in your my life, he has compassion and he has mercy on us.
Yes.
Regardless what the world says or does, they ain't going to do nothing for Jesus.
Amen.
He's going to be the same yesterday and today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, and tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our old situations is going to keep a rolling on.
Right.
Whenever the Lord takes care of one, my brother, there'll be another. I won't even know where it comes from.
Thank you, Father.
Listen.
Thank you.
These people, you know, I begin to read about these people that whenever the men had knowledge it was Jesus. And they went out and began to bring the disease.
Hey.
And the people.
Confidence.
They come. Yeah. And the Bible said, As many touched him.
Thank you.
Was made perfectly whole.
Amen.
I'm on the authority of that word's nine. I can tell you, if you will pray and ring the prayer bells of heaven, Jesus is on his way. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the power that he healed me. Brother, listen, I'm not ashamed of his name.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Father.
Where would I go? But to the Lord.
That's right.
Where would I go?
No, thank you.
And Jesus says the words of eternal life.
Yes.
And we are sure. If you wouldn't share, if you didn't believe with all your heart, you wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Anybody know how a situation, raise your hand. Praise the Lord. We all got situations.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody's sick, a loved one's lost. I don't know. Whatever the situation is, bring it to Jesus.
Thank you.
Touch the hem of his garment.
Thank you.
And I said, his robe is a righteous robe, and with a righteous soul, we can get power from on high.
Yes.
Not tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
My. I'd rather be an old time Christian.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, Lord.
It was the blood.
Yeah.
That cleansed me.
Yeah.
No, but I had to pray.
Yeah.
I had to make my way down to an altar of prayer. A little old boy, I lost in his sin. Whenever my voice went up, Lord, have mercy on me. A sinner, I took care of my situation.
Yes.
I'm not a sinner no more. You're going to go on with your situation. It's on and on and on. Preacher, I know right now is the best time for me to get rid of my situation.
Try.
But I know they've got another coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
The devil's out to destroy us. And I'm going to ask Eric to come and get a song. I want us to stand. And if you've got a situation that nobody but Jesus can help you, and you're talking about as far as you can go, I'm sick of it, Jesus. Come and give it to Jesus. He said to cast all your cares upon me. He said it cures for you. We can touch Jesus tonight. Don't you know He was touched? Listen. Bring your situation to Jesus tonight.
A day.